All right, so we're diving deep into the Elon Musk zone again today, but I think this one's going to be interesting.
It really is. It's more than just your average missed court date. This time it goes deeper.
Way deeper.
Yeah.
Because on the surface, you've got Elon Musk skipping out on a legal thing
Yeah.
related to his whole Twitter takeover.
Right, a deposition, which is basically where lawyers get to ask you a bunch of questions under oath and try to get information for their case.
Exactly. And you'd think showing up for that would be kind of important, right?
Yeah.
But Elon's excuse for not showing up is kind of classic Elon.
Well, yeah, the SEC wants to know if he broke any rules when he bought Twitter. Like, did he manipulate the market? Did he harm other investors? Serious stuff.
And where was Musk while all this legal stuff was going down? He was overseeing a SpaceX launch.
Yeah, imagine having those two things on your schedule. It's almost too perfect, right?
Yeah, talk about a power move, though, right? Sorry, gotta go launch some rockets. Can't answer your questions about Twitter. But the thing is, the SEC is not really laughing along with that.
Not at all. They're saying this wasn't some last-minute thing. You know, Musk is organized enough to plan around a SpaceX launch. He's literally rocket scientist number one.
So it seems like they're thinking this is a deliberate delay tactic.
Yeah, the SEC's lawyer even went so far as to basically call it exactly that, a blatant attempt to stall the case.
Which makes you wonder, is this just bad planning or is something bigger going on here? And this isn't even the first time, right? I feel like we've seen this movie before with Musk and the SEC.
Oh, absolutely. You could practically set your watch to it at this point. Remember back in 2018, the whole funding secured tweet about taking Tesla private?
Oh, man. Yeah. How could we forget about that one? That whole thing blew up so fast.
Right. It sent shockwaves through the market, and the SEC was not amused, to say the least. They saw it as, incredibly reckless, like he was playing fast and loose with market information that could have really hurt a lot of people.
And he got slapped with a pretty hefty fine over that, didn't he?
He did, millions of dollars, in fact, and he had to step down as chairman of Tesla for a while, which, knowing Musk, probably didn't sit well with him.
You think that's where all this animosity is coming from? Payback time for the whole Tesla thing?
It's hard to say for sure, but it definitely adds an interesting layer, doesn't it? Especially with all these accusations Musk is throwing around now. Regulatory capture, he calls it. Sounds pretty serious.
Yeah, like something out of House of Cards. But what does it actually mean?
So basically, it's this idea that a regulatory agency, in this case, the SEC becomes too cozy with the very industries they're supposed to be regulating.
So instead of protecting the little guy, they're looking out for the big corporation.
Exactly. And Musk is convinced that's what's happening here. He's arguing that the SEC is in bed with Wall Street, looking the other way when it comes to hedge funds and big banks, while coming down hard on individuals like himself.
Didn't he go on that Lex Fridman podcast and talk about that?
He did. He was actually pretty fired up about it. He was specifically talking about how the SEC never went after the hedge funds that were short selling Tesla, betting that the stock price would go down.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Yeah.
He felt like they were giving them a free pass while he was the one constantly under the microscope.
Exactly. And it plays right into this larger narrative he's pushing that he's this maverick, this disruptor, who's being targeted by the establishment for daring to challenge the status quo.
And this is where things get even juicier,
Yeah.
right? Because now you bring X into the picture.
Right. It's not just about the money anymore. Now it's about control, about who gets to shape the narrative.
Exactly. Musk takes over Twitter, turns it into X, and
Yeah.
suddenly he's this free speech absolutist. No more guardrails, anything goes, which obviously makes some people nervous.
Yeah, you've got to wonder about the timing of it all. I mean, is it just a coincidence that the SEC decides to come after him for this Twitter deal now, just as he's turning X into this, this wild west of online discourse?
Right. It's like, are they trying to make an example out of him? Send a message to anyone else thinking about rocking the boat?
It's certainly possible. And you've got people online connecting the dots, too.
Oh, yeah. I saw that one post from Colin Rugg. He's got a pretty big following on X. He's basically saying that the powers that be own the media, Hollywood, and Meta platforms, and that X is the only platform they can't control. So now they're going after Musk.
Which plays right into this whole idea that there's this coordinated effort to silence dissent, control the flow of information. I mean, it's a little conspiracy theory-ish, but.
But it makes you think, right? And then you've got others claiming that this is all politically motivated, like Musk's political leanings have made him a target.
Right. And this is where things get really tricky. I mean, there's a difference between healthy skepticism and just straight up paranoia.
True, true. But it's hard not to see how all of this feeds into those anxieties, you know? The SEC, free speech, big tech, elections. It's all connected.
It is. And it really highlights the power dynamics at play here. You've got these tech billionaires, these government agencies, and they're all vying for control, for influence. And then you've got the rest of us caught in the middle trying to make sense of it all.
So where do we go from here? What's next in the saga of Elon versus the SEC?
Well, the next big date is October 3rd. That's when Musk is supposed to finally give his deposition. Whether he actually shows up or not, well, your guess is as good as mine.
Honestly, with Elon, who knows? But no matter what happens, this whole thing really makes you question who gets to decide what we see and hear online. And what are the consequences when those in power start to feel threatened?
Big questions, and ones that we'll be grappling with for a long time to come.
As always, thanks for joining us for The Deep Dive, where we unpack the big stories shaping our world. Until next time, keep asking questions and stay curious.